Give me a call. Ma looked at the card as if it were a poisonous snake. The girl standing beside the agent looked at Kara as if she were the poisonous snake. Kara took the card, put it in her back pocket, and thanked the agent. When they left the second line, Ma put a protective arm around Kara.
I want you to throw that card out. I don't care what she said. Those agents are bad news. I don't want you turning out like those girls in the magazines.
But Ma, she just wanted to help. Kara looked back at the agent. She was coaching her client, giving her hints, showing her how to stand and move her hands. If I'm going to be an actress, I'll eventually have to get an agent.
Who says?
Ma stood up straight. Everybody. Kara motioned around the room. If I don't get a part on this show, will you let me get an agent?
You are too young to have an agent.
I'm 17, Ma. Kara rolled her eyes. And it's an agent, not a pimp.
Kara McCormick.
Ma lowered her voice.
Don't you say words like that. See, this is what I was talking about. You just have an agent's card, and your mouth is already filthy.
I've got to look over this script. Kara sighed, pointing to the black folder the man at the second table had given her.
And since I don't have an agent, you have to read with me.
The soundstage was packed, so Kara guided her mother to a corner where they could have a semblance of privacy, while still being able to hear the loudspeaker announcing the numbers.
I'm not good at the drama, Ma said.
Your pop should have come. He's better at that. Kara laughed. That's for sure, but Pop's at work, so you'll have to stand in.
Kara opened the folder.
Sit next to me so we can read together. You're and I'm but.
Ma looked over at her.
Excuse me?
Ma.
Kara pointed to the first page.
The script. We're at conjunction malfunction. See? I'm the conjunction but.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Ma's gray curls shook.
Kara and her mother read through the script.
That was perfect, sweetie.
Ma pulled a pack of cheese crackers from her purse.
Want one? I brought some juice, too.
Ma reached back into her purse, dubbed the Corner Market by Kara's siblings.
No, Ma.
Kara pushed the crackers away. That was just a read-through. So I'll know what the skit is about. Now I need to practice really saying the lines.
What are you talking about? Mock.